This is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. Just got off the radio today talking a little bit about credit cards in the 2000s versus credit cards today, and which one is showing more consumer abuse. It's pretty interesting when you get down to the details and the fine print. And I talk specifically about the Citi Simplicity card with its 21-month transfer-free 0% interest rate, which really does attract the attention. Is that a good deal or not? And what you need to be careful about? Offers a great example of what you need to be careful about with credit in general. Hey, listen, if you've got any questions for me, prudentmoney.com is where you go. If you need to help with and need an advisor, I would love to talk to you about whatever your needs are. And you can go to the website, bob@prudentmoney.com or info@prudentmoney.com. I'd love to talk to you and visit with you and see how I can help. This is Bob Brooks. Keep the faith.
This is Bob Lapine from Truth for Life with Alistair Begg. We're heard daily and weekends on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR Decatur, Dallas-Fort Worth, and on 91.3 KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, are the new credit card programs different than the credit card trap of the mid-2000s? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Number to call if you'd like to join in to the program, 877-913-5357. Love to hear from you today, whatever's on your mind. I'd love to take questions, comments, whatever I can do to help. You can also go to the website, prudentmoney.com. You know the drill. Top of the page, there is a Q&A. You can click through that and ask a question. And yes, I do answer all those questions that do come in, and happy to do so. That's our way of helping and providing a ministry for you to go to if you've got financial questions. So that's off the website, www.prudentmoney.com. While you're there, make sure that you do sign up for the Prudent Money e-letter. We send out information via that list and let you know what's being posted and what's new and what's going on, what might be coming up. And also, if you ever miss a program and want to hear a particular interview or anything like that, there is the podcast, which we create from each show, and that is posted at all the major podcast platforms. So wherever you consume, I always like the way that sounds, consume content through podcasts, we're probably there. Just search it out and you'll find it. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. You know, I was thinking about, because I was looking at various advertisements for credit cards, and of course, it seems like, especially on the internet, they're everywhere. It's kind of like 3 or 4 years ago, there was a bank on every corner. Well, it seems like that there is a new credit card every time you turn around. There's a brand new one, and they're offering spectacular benefits. So I would suggest that as out of control as the credit card industry was in the 2000s, I would suggest that it is even more so today. And I can prove that by pointing out the Citi Simplicity credit card, what they were doing in the 2000s, what they're doing today. Going back to the 2000s, Citibank had this card. They advertised it as a no-fee card, so you didn't pay fees on anything. The most important thing is you didn't pay a late fee if you just happened to get your payment in not so much on time. And they had this commercial where this guy's obviously running late for work. He stops at a table and looks down the table and the kitchen table, and there is a bill from Citibank. And he realizes, oh, man, it's my credit card bill. I haven't paid it. It's my statement. I'm going to be late. And then he realizes that, you know, it doesn't matter because they will pay they will not charge me a fee. What the poor guy didn't realize is that deep within the fine print said the card members agreement, which is where you find all of the things you really need to know, said if you were late by just even a minute with your payment, that your interest rate would change to penalty rates, which at that time were in the upper 20s. And so it's one of those things where, yeah, they're not going to charge you $35 for being late because it is a no-fee card. But what they are going to do is they're going to raise your interest rate from, you know, 10, 11, 12%, or maybe that's that 0% introductory program that you might be on, all the way to 28, 29% because you were late with a card payment. That actually is true. Now, I've got full disclosure. I do believe it was Citi Simplicity card, but I do know it was a Citibank card. Because I think it's important to fast forward to today and see what they're offering today, and are they doing the same thing? What's interesting is that was just one example of the consumer and credit card abuse that was taking place in the 2000s. It got so bad that the politicians got together and passed what was called the CARD Act, which was supposed to clean up credit card abuse and consumer abuse with credit cards. I guess that's the same thing. So that was signed into law by then President Obama, 2009, May 2009 to be specific. And what they did, you see, when you're penalizing your friends, and the credit card companies and the banks, of course, are big friends of politicians, and they take care of those politicians, then you better do something really nice for them. So on the outside, it looked like, wow, the politicians are doing something for us. They're standing up to the credit card industry. They're stopping all this consumer abuse. But what they did, they gave the credit card, credit card industry, six, seven, 8 months to clean up their portfolio, so this wouldn't be that big of a deal. So they were raising interest rates on people that they wanted, that they felt like there was more risk. They were cutting credit limits to those people that they thought would end up charging up their cards. And they even canceled a lot of cards and put them on a payment plan of minimum payments, but they just didn't have any more credit. So, you know, it wasn't like the politicians gave them 2 months. And it's not like they put any restrictions on what they did during that period of transition. And the credit card companies took advantage of it just like they are taking advantage of things today. So I look at and I wrote about this in my book, and I just happened to be in big time research mode when all this was happening. So I remember all of it pretty specifically. But if you fast forward to today, you see the same abuses. They got rid of these so-called penalty rates of 29-28%, but guess what? People are paying 29-28% today as normal interest rates, and they're not even referred to as penalty rates. So they've taken the same abuses from the mid 2000s, and they have just called it different things. It's wild. So let's look at what this the Citi Simplicity card is today. Now, if you look at the ads, and you look at what they try to catch your attention with, they definitely catch your attention with the top bullet point, 0% intro APR on balance transfers for 21 months. Now that is a very long time. 21 months. 0% intro on purchases for 12 months. And of course, the kicker, no late fees and $0 annual fee. What is not to like? So let's continue to go on. They talk about the 0% introductory interest rate for 21 months. They talk about the introductory interest rate for 12 months on purchases. They let you choose your payment day. I'm still going here. No late fees. It says one of the most unique perks is that there are no late fees. While you should always pay your bill on time, because late payments can still affect your credit, it's nice to know that you won't be charged if you do slip up and miss a payment. Then, of course, can't leave this one out, no penalty APRs. So if you miss some payments, most credit card companies will increase your interest rate to their penalty APR or interest rate. Citi Simplicity Card never charges a penalty rate, so your APR isn't at risk of increasing due to late payments. Then, no annual fee. So what is there not to like? And here is the kicker, though, is that nowhere in this information do I see anything about interest rates. And I've seen this type of ad many times, and generally speaking, they have the small print a little bit bigger. But the small print says that you're going to get an interest rate between 19 and 29%. 29%! There weren't any penalty rates. 19 to 29% at the end of the 21-month window based on your credit history. Now, there's two problems with that. The first of all, you've got no idea how they're evaluating what is referred to as a risk or not. So you may not think you're a risk, but boy, they may think you're a risk. So they charge you 25, 29% interest rates. Not too good for that 10 or 15 grand that you had transferred over in a balance transfer for 21 months. More to come in a minute. 1-877-913-5357. This is Bob Brooks. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, PastorChuck.org. At PastorChuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at PastorChuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith, PastorChuck.org.
Hi, this is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. You know, marriage and money can be a toxic combination. The best way to avoid arguments over money is to practice this principle: show grace unless you are perfect. We all make financial mistakes. Treat your spouse with grace and love versus making them wrong and yourself right. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, the home of the modern day steward movement.
Just remember this: the one to whom you're praying is the one who made heaven and earth. He's the Creator God. Friend, I don't know what kind of problem you've got, but when you've got a resume like God has, He can help you. He can help you. What a great encouragement.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, When Your World Falls Apart, next time on Turning Point.
Weekday mornings at 9 o'clock here on KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. If you'd like to call in into the program, the number to call is 1-877-913-5357. 1-877-913-5357. You'll excuse me here real quick. My monitor fell asleep. And it, there we go. Gotta love live radio when things like that happen. Hang on, just there we go. Okay, got that back up. Okay, so what was I doing during the break? You know, it wasn't asleep at the during the break. So there you go. Okay, so I'm talking about the Citi Simplicity card and what happens with the interest rate. So 19 to 29%. If you have got the stellar credit, guess where your interest rate is? 19%. If you got marginal credit, guess where your interest rate is? 25 to 29%. It's unbelievable. Now, here's what they don't tell you. You don't, let me back up to what they are telling you. They're telling you that if you miss a payment, you will not incur a penalty interest rate. If you miss a payment, there's no late fees. But if you, on the card member agreement, it says, we may require immediate payment of your total account balance to the extent allowed by law if any of the following occur. Number one, you don't pay at least the minimum payment due at the due date. Very interesting. They've got about five different situations, but the first one is what concerns me if I had the Citi Simplicity card. Because you know as well as I do, you would be classified as very unusual, I would think, if you never accidentally missed a payment or was late, not really missed a payment, but was late with the payment. And this says, if you don't pay at least the minimum payment due by the due date, this is under the default clause. But, hey, guess what? You will not get a penalty APR, and you will not pay a late fee. So, I don't know about you, but giving a credit card company the power to do that is, I don't know about that, especially when they're encouraging you, saying it's okay if you're late. Just can't make this stuff up. By the way, the card member agreement, 18 to 20 pages of pure fine print fun, can generally be found with a little bit of research on a Google search. Always suggest that you look that up and make sure that you study it and that you're fine with everything, because it's pretty brutal if you make the least of mistakes. Pretty brutal. But here's the thing. Credit card companies are playing the same games that they were playing in the mid-2000s. It was just that in the mid-2000s, the credit was a lot looser and was a little bit different than it was today. Today, I think it's a lot more out of control. The numbers certainly do show it. Unfortunately, you know, the average interest rate on a credit card today is 20 to 24%. I've heard as high as 24%. I've heard as low as 20%. And it's quite unbelievable. Quite unbelievable that it's gotten that high. And I think it'll get higher because the And I don't know if there is a federal limit. I need to look this up. Federal limit on interest rates that, you know, it might be 30%. But just remember, every time they raise interest rates in Washington, that the interest rates will go up on credit cards as well. They're all variable rates, which is not means they're not locked in. Something else that I saw that is somewhat of a concern is what's happening in our bond market. If you think about it, a bond, this is so easy to understand. Just follow along with this. A bond, a treasury bond, is a bond that's kind of a loan. Acts more like a loan if you want to look at it that way. If you say, here's $1,000, I'd like to buy a treasury bond or bonds, and I have $1,000 worth of treasury bonds, and I've given my money over to the federal government, then what happens, that means that the federal government has borrowed $1,000 from me. I held on to these bonds. I get my interest payments along the way. Then at a certain date, I get my $1,000 back, and the obligation is fulfilled. That's really what it is. So we print, we create a lot of these bonds to bring money into the economy and to pay for things. I saw this staggering amount. I think it was last month, the federal government spent a little more than $1 trillion. $1 trillion. Or they sold more than $1 trillion worth of bonds. It doesn't matter. It's crazy. Millions. And here's the concern of the article. And I believe this to be true, and I've always said this is where we know we've got a real problem. What if somebody doesn't want to buy our debt? Said another way, what if somebody doesn't want to lend us any more money? We lend money to corporations, to individuals, to foreign countries. China at one time had 51% of our treasury market. That should make you shake in your shoes. They don't anymore. But they still own a lot. But 51%, that's scary. So if nobody wants to buy our debt, guess what we have to do? We have to raise interest rates. We have to continue to raise interest rates until someone says, well, you know, at 5%, I feel pretty good about loaning you money. Right now we're paying astronomical amounts of money just for our interest payments. So, you know, I get asked the question, and then let me shift back before I go down that rabbit hole. The problem is that ends up down filtering into the credit card industry and the increase there. So when does all this catch up with us? That's a great question. And we can, you know, we're borrowing almost half, I think, is the last statistic of what we're spending. So, yeah, this has a probably a not so good ending. But on the flip side of this, the coin, you can go a lot longer than you can ever imagine. But I've always felt like if we got a big interest rate hikes from the bond market, that's the signal that we've got problems. And interest rates have been going up quite a bit here just recently. So we will keep following it and wait and see. Hey, I've been getting to the question, what's my latest thinking on the market? The only thing that I can come away with. I mean, if you look at what's happened this year, there's no denying it. The market's been on a tear. We're not that far away from hitting an all-time high. You know, bear markets, which is what we were in for 10 months, which is an awfully, awfully short bear market. They play a role in the efficiency of markets. A bear market detoxes a toxic environment and makes it a lot more healthy environment to invest in. They do that through reducing value of stocks and value across the board. And when a tornado or a hurricane hits the shore and goes barreling through the shorelines and the cities and everything else and leaves destruction in the path, that's what the bear market does. That's not what happened this last time. And if you look at the enormous bull market we've been through, and that was it, and a lot of it is that the Federal Reserve Board is still pumping a lot of money into the system, which makes things a lot better. But it just makes me scratch my head. So I say all that to say, I think we're heading towards somewhat of a crossroads at this point, and the markets will extend into a bigger bull market, or maybe turn the corner and go back down. So I know that's an intelligent answer from me. It's going to either go up or down. That's all I got for you. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.